Lenten devotional for Sunday, April 9th, 2017 was written by Connie Gundry Tappy, senior writer and resource strategist. The devotional was based on Zechariah 9, verses 9 through 12. Anticipating the future fulfillment of these promises, the prophet Zechariah also declared, "And I, the Lord, will pour out a spirit of compassion and supplication on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that when they look on the one whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him, as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him, as one weeps over a firstborn. On that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to cleanse them from sin and impurity." Recognizing the present fulfilling of these promises through Christ, the Apostle Matthew wrote, "Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, 'It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers.' The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. The children were crying out in the temple, 'Hosanna to the Son of David.' And Jesus left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there." The most difficult work of fulfilling God's promises lay just ahead. Let us pray. Lord God, please help us to honor Jesus' unfathomably difficult yet unwaveringly faithful fulfilling of your gracious and merciful promises to your people by heeding your exhortation that we fight the good fight of the faith, take hold of the eternal life to which we were called and for which we've made the good confession. By your Spirit, help us to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which you will bring about at the right time, you who are the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. To you be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.